Mental health. The system needs changing. Carol Richardson. Under the present iniquitous system, people diagnosed with long-term dementia who can be in their 50s or earlier are asked to fund their own long-term care. Long-term care for non-mental health conditions is provided free under NHS rules. Dementia patients are unfairly means-tested, so hundreds of thousands are forced to sell what they have to fund their care, which can last until their death. Mental health breakdown in general has dramatically increased, mostly because the capitalist system targets the poor, youth and the helpless. It punishes people unable to cope on zero-hour contracts or to find work with sanctions or total withdrawal of benefits. One woman, punished and broken by the bedroom tax, went on to hang herself. Another woman was talked down by ambulance workers and mental health staff from throwing herself off a bridge. These show the intolerable stress causing mental health problems brought about by capitalist injustice. Any one section under the Mental Health Act can be sent to the other end of the country, as hospitals are bursting at the seams. Relatives can't afford to visit, so the patient is left totally alone, just when they most need family support. Undoubtedly, mental ill health can affect anyone, but it affects most those with no voice, to resist the cruel system. People with mental health issues are targeted as failures, but the system breaks them with stresses, producing feelings of hopelessness. It happened to me once. The underfunded, unfair mental health system needs changing. Under socialism, the whole NHS would be nationalized and equally funded. Social justice would mean that unfair pressure would ease and poor, sick, helpless, and elderly people would cease to be castigated and demonized,